the show live every morning, click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware with us this morning. She's going to be in. Actually, it says here, an email said, in Tyrell's defense, he thought he was going to be in Yankton, Nebraska. So he's not a smart man sometimes, isn't he? Is he? Yeah.
That's due to the head injury.
Yeah. And we don't even know if this is open to the public or not. Yeah.
It's what a mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to Yankton, South Dakota, figure it out. Plus, I can't see you, man. Your camera's out. Yeah.
Oh.
Lucky you.
Yeah. No, I
Do you want me to describe what he looks like? It's not going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's going to be
wow.
Not pleasant for me.
And he books you on the show, Rachel. Jeez,
No.
Way to be mean. So how much exercise do we need? I read this all the time, but I read it from experts on all exercise experts. Argue with each other all the time.
Right, I've heard this.
That's what it is. Yeah.
This number for a long time, and yesterday was the first time that I, in fact, about 4 minutes before Puss sent that article,
right.
I read an article that said the same thing. What were they suggesting that you do about 300 minutes of moderate to strenuous exercise a week? That was the previous suggestion.
Right.
It's 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, the new suggestion, you'll like even less. The new suggestion says 560 hours. And if you figure that
minutes.
I was like, that's minutes. Too much, actually.
Right.
That is,
we can't do that.
90 minutes a day, 7 days a week.
That's if you're training for a sport, Todd.
Right, that's not realistic.
It's not realistic for anybody. And actually, I saw this story, Todd, and I saw a bunch of exercise experts check in on the socials, and they were saying, no. In fact, some people say you should only really work out hard if you're lifting weights 2 to 3 times a week because you need to. If you're working out hard, you need time to repair, right?
Can I just caution you against trusting fitness experts on Twitter?
No, they're all regular fitness people, though. They're arguing with each other is what they're arguing with each other.
You have to get in 560 hours a week.
They know more about
they don't
than
have
I
time
do.
To tweet.
Yeah. I'm talking about guys who are in the sun who with their jeans on. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Nobody's working out.
I like that voice.
A way to describe a man with his jeans on in a sauna.
Yeah, yeah. He's a nut job.
He is a nut. I know exactly.
Yeah,
the type.
but we'll take his suggestions on alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, we're good with that.
I believe you. Because, anything you're about to speak on about that.
It makes us social.
Yeah. Or kratom.
Yeah.
Or kratom, or cocaine.
Is he a fan of that?
This guy knows, I'm sure.
Cocaine is also, meth is also very social.
Yeah. I've never,
All right, Puss, you are the workingest out guy here. How many minutes? Have you calculated how many minutes?
I'm in the gym pretty much every day.
I'm probably down there about 90 minutes a day,
Damn.
7 days a week?
Yeah, it's probably at least an hour every day. 90 minutes some days.
Because I figured out what I do, and it's about, and I only go 4 days a week. So it's about 250 minutes, and I really don't count walking the golf course because you're walking 200 yards at a time. So
you're still walking. That counts.
I know. It
counts, man. Walking is walking.
Yeah, but I'm not building up any cardio. I'm not building up any strength. But I am taking some steps. Yeah. I mean, I'm walking 6 miles, so it can't hurt.
I'm walking here. Whatever. Don't eat a bunch and just not drink a bunch. Yeah,
easier said than done. Do your best effort to move.
Right,
Yeah,
walking, move most every day.
Something's better than nothing.
Right, sure is.
You know,
sure is, man.
But you also hear when they say, "Oh, work out a bunch, but take a day off every once in a while."
Yeah, that's true too.
So if you want to go 560. There's no day off.
That's hours. Isn't that the whole week? 560 hours?
Yeah.
That's more.
There's not that
it's
many
impossible.
Hours. Yeah. We're at like not even 200, really, in a whole week.
That's true. So what did Jeff Probst do? Because I don't watch this show. I haven't watched this show maybe since the first episode.
Is this a Survivor guy?
I don't either. Yeah. I didn't read much past the headline, but it sounds like they were doing a live.
He didn't give away the winner.
He gave away the three finalists.
He gave away one guy lost. So he didn't give away the dead winner. This story isn't as shocking as People Magazine wants it to be.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like,
but I saw a bunch of, but there's a bunch of, you know, people that dig this show were pissed off about it because they like.
Oh yeah,
bad.
I suppose.
Also, his first and only slip in what 20 years,
and he also owns the show.
Right.
He's also he pretty much owns that show now. He's executive producer. His name's on it. He, you know, if you want to keep me coming back, I want money. So that's his bit.
50 seasons. This is the 50th season.
Yeah,
and you know, a season isn't a year anymore, but. I think that's been going on since what?
25 years.
2000?
Yeah. I think he's like 2 a year.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do 2 a year.
How long is that guy gone for when they film a season of this? Does he have to be there all the time?
I'm sure he's in a luxury hotel in the Bahamas. Yeah. My steak's too fatty.
He gets to stay in a hotel and he comes back and films him. But he's there all the time. You're right, because he's got to be there the whole time.
But he's back and forth, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know, but it wasn't as big a mistake as everybody. Well, is that what it was, Todd?
Well, that's my interpretation.
He leaked something.
He mentioned that somebody didn't.
We're talking to somebody who watches that show.
Shocked viewers nationwide when he began to tease a taped fire-making challenge. However, he instead prematurely announced Rizzo Velovich lost, meaning he missed the final three and would become the last member of the jury.
Mm.
So he gave that away. He didn't give away the winner.
If you do live TV or live radio, you make a lot of mistakes, so I don't care.
What?
Yeah. He's not live.
Not here.
I know he wasn't, but people saw it. So how's it if they showed it? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't get the mistake if it was shown. Right.
On RuPaul's Drag Race,
I think it is live at the end of those shows.
I think it is.
Yeah.
The final three, the top three finalists on that show, they each record each one of them winning in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, and it's fake.
And then they do not pick or play the winner announcement until it's aired on TV. So the finalists have to watch at home to figure out who won.
Production trickery.
Well, mm-hmm. I read the movie, which I've seen. I'm pushing. I know you love Breaking Bad, Push. The El Camino, the companion movie.
Still never watched that.
That actually,
I have no idea why.
Because it shows you what happens to Pinkman.
To Jesse,
It shows you what happens to him. And I will not spoil that for you, because if you do watch it, it's amazing. But they filmed that simultaneously at the end of Breaking Bad. And the characters that, so nobody would say if they were alive or not or dead at the end of the season. They had to leave their trailers in cloaks and just cover their bodies to go to that set, so nobody knew who lived or died, and there was no leak.
Right, so nobody leaked it out.
Leaked out who would die in the end of actually Breaking Bad and who was actually going to be in this movie.
I think I've heard some of those Marvel movies. Yeah. They've filmed multiple endings to keep everybody, even on the production, not knowing what the real ending is going to be. Like the actors themselves, until they saw it at the premiere, didn't know which ending they actually used.
Right.
And those NDAs from the crew must be just rock solid.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to sue your ass big time. They're all sitting around watching.
Here's some other of my production trickery that I witnessed when Christy watches Beat Bobby Flay. They're getting to the end, and they're going, 10, 9.
Right.
Not everybody is putting everything together at the last second.
No.
Oh, really?
They probably have that prep, maybe a minute or two beforehand.
Damn, it's like TV's fake sometimes.
Those bastards. Yeah.
It's like they dramatize things. All right, here's what it says about Jeff Probst. Dropped a major spoiler alert during the Survivor 50 finale. During the live broadcast, the longtime host accidentally named a losing contestant too soon and then interjected, what happened?
Yeah.
What just happened?
He screwed up.
He asked the other contestants what just happened, and they had to explain it to him. That, hey, you just gave something away.
You effed up, Jeff.
Yeah. But
he's
in 50
so
seasons,
fine.
That's the first time I've heard that he's screwed up.
God, we would mess it up the whole time.
Of course we would.
Sorry about your loss.
Episode one. Right. We're like, before we get started, Jessica wins.
Tyler would put it up on his Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't keep a secret. That's for
sure. No, you can't.
No, we don't tell you things.
I keep major secrets, but nothing else, you know.
And sometimes even for a couple months.
Yeah, which one?
Well, I'm saying there's times where you be like, hey, this isn't for the air, and you're like, okay. And you're like, no, like more than just today.
Yeah.
Well, he'll decide what
fill
is amazing.
Somehow, right. Got to fill some time. You know?
You did that when Tyrell and I were eloping. You were like, yeah, you can't make the live show because you guys are getting married. And I was like,
I think I dumped that.
Did you? Okay.
I think I dumped that.
I think I do remember. You were like, I'll bleep it.
All right. Now I'm Jeff Probst for the day, I guess. So.
Well, again, you can tell Tyler it's a secret. Don't say this. But unless he deems that it's a secret worthy of keeping, then it's, you know, you run the risk.
I'm not going to argue that, Puss. I'm really not.
No, this is a really big secret. Well, I really don't think it is. So I'm going to tell people.
Yeah.
I always say to people, and I've done this with Cleet Blakeman, I've done this with other professionals, maybe not you guys. I said, off the record, what happened? And they will tell me, and then I don't say it on the air.
Well, that's very
But I've never say off the record to you guys.
He respects some people.
Yeah.
Not us.
Oh, so you are capable. Great. Good to know.
Well, I almost screw up that particular thing. You're going to get married. No,
it's okay.
But he bleeped it, though, right?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Puss.
I did.
All right. I appreciate that.
I didn't want to. That's something you can't spoil the news on.
Yeah. Well, they both knew.
I know.
But they want other people to know.
People around them.
But they were surprising other people.
I didn't do that on purpose. That was a slip up.
Oh, I know.
That was a total slip up. Sometimes I do it on purpose.
I think that happened the first time I was ever on this show.
Well, you were just a weekly guy?
Well, not even. Just the first time.
To you?
Because we were going to have, my wife was pregnant with our third. But there was a lot of family.
Oh, that's how long ago that was?
Yeah.
A lot of
family didn't know. And you're like, oh, Nick's got two kids and one on the way. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You got to learn quick.
Did I say that, really?
Yeah.
That's how long we first met you, when this first time? Your son was even... Your 18-year-old son wasn't even born yet?
Yeah, the first time I came on the show, she was pregnant with him.
You shouldn't have told me that, man. Why'd you tell me she was pregnant?
Well, I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I figured I could be like, hey.
We thought maybe you could handle it. Yeah.
Well, if you're telling me she's pregnant, I thought people important in your life would know.
Thought you were cool.
No, I would think, if you're telling me, just this guy on the radio, you met maybe a couple years before I thought your friends would all know. Your family would know.
He was trying to ingratiate himself to the people who could help his career.
I learned quick.
Mike on the email
will we help
says,
his career?
I heard Tyler spoil the wedding on the stream.
I heard.
Nice.
But I didn't tell anyone.
Thank you, Mike.
So, thanks for keeping that close.
You're welcome, Rachel.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping that close to your heart.
Stop picking on me. Take a break.
Nobody's picking. We're speaking truth.
Yeah, you are. You are. Except for the Nick thing. I don't think I should be playing for that, because if you told me, you would have told the important people in your life. And at that point,
and in your defense, I think it might have been something that I was talking about on the stage, but I just didn't tell. It's not like word got out that I was even doing stand-up or anything. Oh, I wasn't concerned about. I hope these six people don't go tell my family.
And it was the third out of wedlock child, not the first.
Yeah.
You had established a pattern.
All right. Well, I apologize to all you guys.
He doesn't.
No.
It just means we all get to go around and say one secret about you.
Yeah. Todd knows the most.
Yeah.
I do.
We'll start with him.
You know what I do? I don't blurt them out.
Yeah. I don't blur about.
Because you're a decent human being.
No, I don't do the hardcore secrets. That's wrong.
No.
That's wrong.
Yeah. But, I could.
And I will say, in your defense, eventually people knew we got married, and eventually, a baby has to exit a body. Yeah. So,
So what are you telling us?
Oh, no, he meant Nick's baby.
No,
she was talking about Nick.
I thought she meant a button.
I thought she meant abortion.
My man's is fixed, so that.
Then she had to get an abortion. That's what it sounded like to me. Exit the vagina. I got it. All right. Come on back. Rachel Ware with us.